Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Tales from the Bar. I'm really happy you're here to start your weekend off right. I'm your host, Jen Noga, and today we're joined by Kelly and Minna from Daisy the Great. Grab your favorite drink, sit back, and enjoy your time at the bar. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tales from the Bar. I'm here with Daisy the Great. They can go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Kelly.
I'm Minna.
All right. So I start off all of my interviews, like a first-time interview with people, with this very simple question. What is your favorite 90s bop?
How do I choose? Do people have them like ready for you?
Never.
Never. I can't imagine having it ready. I think, okay, I'm going to go with, it's so hard.
You can rattle off a couple if you want. I'll take a few.
I'm going to pick.
I'm looking at my phone.
Okay. I'm trying to pick Oops, I Did It Again, but I think that's 2000.
I'll take it. I'll take Britney. Yeah.
I was like very deep in my Britney CDs in the 90s, and I would like make up a lot of dances in my room and then perform them for my mom. Sorry that my thing is making that noise. I'm getting. To be honest, I'm putting it on Do Not Disturb, but I'm not actually getting a lot of texts. I just turned my computer on for the first time in a long time, and my phone was just, I mean, my messages app was just going like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, la, 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 like yep. All night things, which I've never seen before.
So what happens when I turn on my iPad?
Yeah.
When it's been on airplane mode because I'm playing games, so I don't get the ads.
I'm going to go with Doo-Wop, That Thing by Lauryn Hill.
Okay. Yeah, I've asked, ever since I started doing interviews, which was probably in like 2019, mm-hmm. It's been the first question I ask everybody. And I'm like, it's super easy and super simple. And I just watch everybody's faces just like pale. They're like, oh my God, why would you ask me this? And I was like, everything I'm going to ask you in comparison is so much easier.
Right. Anything where someone's like, what's your favorite anything? I'm always like, I can't even remember one thing I've ever seen.
I will say, Kel and I are like notoriously bad at like knowing eras. We'll be like, this is the 80s. And this is like, I feel like that the thing about the eras is that they're only 10 years apart. And like, I forget that like there's, you know, you hear like the 90s and you're like, that's the past, but it's really not that far.
I'm like, that was 10 years ago. It was not.
No,
I agree.
It also feels like it was, I don't know, like any era that you were like alive during, you're like, I don't remember what is, or the eras you weren't alive during, you're like, that was so long ago.
Together.
Like I'm like the 80s, but the 80s was just like 6 years before I was born, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was born at the very tail end of the 90s. So it's all a little fuzzy.
Yeah. We were born at like the like early middle of the 90s.
For this podcast, since it is Tales from the Bar, I do ask, what is your favorite drink to get when you go out?
I get either, I like a spicy thing and things. I would probably do like a tequila or mezcal or vodka, like limey, spicy thing. But I did recently have a gin cocktail that was like gin and celery and like something else that was all like very subtle flavors that was really, really excellent and cool and made me feel like fancy because I never have gin. But it was good.
My favorite drink. I used to like, I haven't been drinking honestly because I'm trying to sleep better, but I used to, especially like right after college, I would get like dirty gin martinis and I would get them in like dive bars, which is really dumb, but like I love olives. So
I always try to steal everyone's olives when they get them. I'm in it purely.
For... fucked up, Kelly, because that's like the only good part of it.
I know. They're so good though.
Seawater. It's seawater.
I'm more of like a black olives person. Oh, that's nice. About the only olive I like.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do like a Guatemala olive every once in a while, but.
Do you like pickles?
I like bread and butter pickles and that's about it.
There's definitely a pickle olive crossover where I feel like if you're like kind of not fully on pickles, you're not fully on olives either.
Yeah.
I love all like vinegary things. olives.
I had a salad yesterday and it was like a caprese salad, but it had all these olives in it. So I was like, I'm going to be adventurous. I'm going to try some olives that I normally try. And I was like, I hate this. This is terrible.
Damn.
So
that's okay.
You guys are playing Wonderbus and I'm very excited. I tried to see you guys when you guys played Bless This Mess. That was like a couple years ago, but I wasn't able to go. So I'm really excited to see you guys. You guys are playing twice, right?
Yeah.
You're playing with Duran Duran on the stage.
Yeah.
And then is it Lord is the other day? Mm-hmm. How excited are you for that?
Extreme excited.
So excited. I have a funny story. I was like walking around the other day and I like walked by this like vintage like pop-up that someone was running, and I like, it was just outside. It was like a beautiful day. And I was like, oh, like there was this like vintage, like Duran Duran t-shirt. And I was like, oh, it'd be funny if I like bought this and wore this on stage. And then I like asked, I was like, it's probably like, you know, $10, $15. And I like asked the person running the stand, like, how much is this? And she was like, she's like, it's like 75. I could go to 60. And I was like, it's like not worth it for my joke. And she was like, what's your joke? I was like, my joke is like that I'm going to perform in this, like I'm going to perform like before Duran Duran. And I think it'd be funny to wear the shirt. And she was like, well, borrow it. And I was like, what? And she was like, just borrow it and then give it back. And I was like, okay. And then, but I was like, kind of like, no, because I was nervous about doing that because I can't like keep track of things. But she was like very insistent. So I was like, okay, so now I have this shirt that I need to protect and give back after Columbus.
I'm very excited to see it.
It's cool.
I also, that's commitment to the bit.
Right.
Yeah, now I have to wear it. I don't even like know if it looks that good on me, but it is.
You can style it, get some accessories if you're an accessories person. So speaking of festivals, say you're given unlimited money. You have all the money in the world and you put on a festival where you guys are the headliners. Who is headlining with you, or who is somebody that you want on like the lineup with you? Got to think about it.
I need to look at my phone. I have a lot of ideas, but I feel like it kind of depends on the vibe of the festival. And I think if we were going to make a festival, it would be like super eclectic and like we probably wouldn't stick to one vibe anyway. But I think I'll say Fiona Apple to co-headline would be very crazy. And maybe we could do a song together.
Fiona Apple. I feel like Moses Sumney has really cool shows. Yeah. Mitski.
He would be sick.
I feel like Remy Wolf. Big Thief.
I put Tara Whack on it. I would put
Indigo D'Souza. I'm just looking at like a playlist I made.
Yeah.
Liz Phair. Those are some of them. And that then like all their friends.
Sounds like a dope lineup.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. You have unlimited money.
I mean,
anybody. Some people are like, can it be alive or dead? And I was like, well, considering you have unlimited money, you could fund the research to bring somebody back to life or, you know, get the rights to their hologram.
Hell yeah.
Holograms forever. Yep.
Yeah. ABBA would be on it. The ABBA hologram show, though. They're not dead.
No.
But they're making
a comeback on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have their own TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
I got to check that out.
I know.
So speaking of TikTok, you guys went viral on TikTok, your song Record Player.
Yeah.
What was that like for you guys?
It was very shocking. it happened a few times that it like had a moment with, it started off with our first song, which is the Record Player song that we put out. It's the first single that we ever put out in 2017. So that was on the first EP and we obviously like play it all the time, but that was, you know, it basically. And then it was like during the pandemic that it had like its first moment on TikTok. And we did not have TikTok. So it was literally just a fan that put it on the app and then messaged us saying like, hey, I put your song on this app. I hope that's okay. Like, it's doing really well. So I thought you might want to like look at it. And then we looked at it and we were just like, what is this app? We're like, what's going on? And like the first time it happened, it was a lot of like POV vids where people were like playing it and then saying like, I killed my sister and now I'm like talking to the cops and I'm pretending to be her. And we were just like, what is going on? What is going on? And then, which was also like very funny and amazing, but we were just like, I don't understand what TikTok is right now. Then I feel like 9 months or a year later, it had another viral moment, which was about a one breath challenge. So people would like sing the whole thing in a one breath challenge, which is really funny and really sweet to watch. And like a lot of really, really beautiful singers singing it, just like really sweet and, you know, like touching. It's also funny because we do not sing it in one breath ever. We're like, it's not possible. Especially then we have made this like this remixy version where we have to sing the chorus like double every single time. So we're like especially not doing it in one breath because it's literally like just that the whole time for us. And we're like so out of breath the entire time, especially performing it. We're like running around and we're just literally going like in between everything. But I love to see the one breath. But it's very like, I don't know, it's surreal. It's really hard to like imagine that many people doing anything with anything that you put out, or like knowing it at all. So I think it just feels like spooky, crazy, exciting, and really like we feel very grateful for the moment.
So AJR hopped on the remix. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Like, did they reach out to you? Or did you reach out to them? Or
you want
to
go?
Yeah, they like saw this song on TikTok, I think. And they were like, this is so catchy. And then they like reached out and were like, we'd love to like work on a new version of it with you. And they like sent us some verses and then we like collaborated on the lyrics and stuff and went back into the studio and just added some stuff. And yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
The remix is definitely in my like on repeat on Spotify. Oh, yeah. It is very catchy. And then you add like AJR to it, who I've seen, they performed at Wonderstruck twice. So I only photographed them once, but I've seen them twice.
Oh, cool. And
they put on like a crazy show.
Yeah.
So like to have that kind of, I don't like collaboration.
Yeah.
It was like a really big deal for me. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Oh.
So say a music producer comes up to you guys and they go, hey, we are going to make a movie based on the last 5 releases from Daisy the Great.
Oh.
What type of movie is it?
The last 5. There's one coming out that I kind of want to include because that's one of my favorite ones. So okay. One coming out on August 24th, that's called Aluminum. Then it's Easy, Cry in the Mirror, Glitter.
Do you mean songs or records?
It could be either. Like if you want to like cherry pick some songs from the record too, that's fine.
Yeah, we don't have 5 records, so it has to be 5 songs.
We kind of do.
What?
If we count the new one, we have like a few EPs, right? Yeah.
No, we just have we have like some we have
it's
we
okay.
Count the singles that we could. So
we did
okay. Glitter. It's like Glitter, Cry, Easy, Aluminum. What was right before that?
Was it
Persephone
or Pool?
It might have been Pool. Okay, I think it might be like a...
Well, they were all released during the summer, so...
Right. Pool is kind of like growing up. A lot of our songs are about like time. I feel like it could be like a coming of age that like is more focused around like early 20s than like teen vibe, but it could be that.
I also think it like could be like a time travel.
Yeah. Especially with the full record, if we're allowed to put record songs that aren't out yet.
The whole record on it, it's going to be like a time travel. Yeah. Coming of age, but in a, not of a like teen into adulthood, but more like coming of age into
yourself
in like your mid to late 20s.
That'd be sick, because you don't really see a lot of like coming of age films for like people in their early 20s, like or mid-20s. So I think that'd be really cool. Who do you want to cast in your movies? Are like an actor or actress that you like immediately think of when you're like, I want them to be in a movie?
Ourselves, probably.
Yeah.
it's like one long music video. Like Beat It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 12 minutes long, but it's great. What is your favorite song to perform live, and what is the story behind that song?
I think it is a song that's not out yet. Recently, anyway, it's a song that is on the record called Time Machine. And the story behind Time Machine for us, we wrote it like around two or three years ago, and we've been performing it live for a really long time. So it feels really special to be putting it out. It's like, as Minna was saying, it's called Time Machine. It's like time related to time. Yeah. And
well, the reason we wrote it is like we were writing with a couple of friends of ours, and our friend Coyle was like, we were just like talking before writing, and he was like, I was just reading this article about like how they like built the first time machine, like
where it was about how they like figured out how to make electrons move backwards in space.
Yeah. So then we wrote the lyric. Well, we were like writing a song, and then we were like, what should we write about? And I was like, oh, we should write about the time machine. Yeah. Like, we should write about the time machine that you, the time travel that you figured out. So the lyric was like,
that you figured out.
The lyric was, I once read about a time machine. They learned to teach electrons to go back to where they started. And that was like kind of the beginning of the song. And then we built around that and made it about like the end of the world. And like, if you could go back in time, like, would you do everything the same or not? Like, are we like doomed to repeat ourselves? You know, that kind of vibe.
Is that your favorite song to perform too?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like the whole band's, like we always play it last, but it's the first song on the record. Oh, I shouldn't say stuff.
Well, this will come out in the fall. So
yeah.
Okay. Cool. Sick.
So it's on the record. That's all we'll say.
Yeah. I'm leaking.
It's okay. Would you guys like to play a game?
Sure.
Definitely. Okay.
So on TikTok, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they do who is like most likely to. So I'll give you a few statements and you guys can determine between the two of you who is most likely to do this. And you can contest it if you would like. So I have like 7 or 8 like statements. And then you guys, this could break up the band. It cannot break up the band. Depends on how serious you want to take it.
Okay.
It will break up the band probably.
Okay. Well, I haven't broken up any bands yet. So there is a first time for everything. So who is most likely to get you lost on the way to a gig?
Minna.
Have you gotten lost before?
Yeah.
Minna doesn't know like where we are ever. And
No. I just don't know. I don't have left and right intuitively memorized. I think it's because I'm left-handed and things are built for right-handed people. So I'll like, because left is dominant and like in this world, right is dominant. I go like, oh, this is, I don't know. I go like, go left. And then like someone's turning and then I go like, right. I have to do that like little L thing where you see if the, always.
That's,
and even if I don't do it, I imagine it.
That's the only reason why I can't. So I don't drive. And
I don't drive either.
See, I can't figure out, like, I always get confused when I put the car in reverse, like which way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, it's so easy. And I was like, it's not easy. I don't know why, but it's not.
I got my driver's license very late. I grew up in New York City, so it wasn't really a driver vibe, but then I got it late. I got it very late in life. And I'm like, I have my license, but I'm still learning.
It's okay. I know how to drive a car. I just can't do maneuverability very well.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that's like holding me up. But my brother, he's 18. He's going to get his pretty soon. But me, I'm like, I don't really go anywhere by myself with people who can't drive. So it's all about good public transportation.
Agree.
Who is most likely to forget something important at home?
Yeah, probably Stelmina.
You do too, but I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I like always leave my like in-ear.
Yeah.
So I left my shoes when we went to Canada. I left my shoes at home and I only had rubber Birkenstocks. And we were going to perform and I had to buy shoes like at like 11 a.m. in like 20 minutes before we had to go to the festival.
That is, I don't think I've heard of anybody forgetting their shoes before. So this is a first for me.
We often like our band just like carries our shoes loose because it's really hard to like fit everything in the car. So if you have to fit your shoes in your bag, you're going to need another bag. So everyone kind of just like throws their boots in the car. Which is why
I was carrying them and then I put them. I was like about to leave my door and then I wanted to pet my cats before I left. And I put the shoes down and pet my cats. And then I was carrying like a bass and a guitar and like a big duffel bag. So
yeah,
it was bound to happen.
What's your cat's names?
I have two cats. One is Baby and one is Alien.
That's so cute. I have a cat. His name is George. He's a little tuxedo cat.
Aww. Cute.
He's around here somewhere.
Yeah, mine are like kind of taking over my room right now, I think. So they probably won't come through.
That's okay. I just like knowing that there's like the presence there.
Yeah. The boys.
Who is most likely to actually be three cats in a trench coat instead of a human?
Minna.
I'm not a human. Come here.
I can like see it for myself.
I honestly think it might be
weird way.
Like way more elusive than me.
I can see it in a weird way, but
I think it's actually Kelly. I changed my answer to Kelly because Kelly,
I'm just allergic to cats, which would make me be, you know, working myself pretty intensely, which I feel like is the thing. That's why I'm like, it might honestly be me.
So who is most likely to buy a costume, not for Halloween, but wear it on stage?
No, you.
You think me?
Yeah.
I
think we would both do it.
I think we would too. I think it just depends. Like, I don't think I would wear, I wouldn't buy like a, like Ricky's like bee costume and wear it on stage, but I would be like, I'm going to do a look that like I used to have all these like wizardy cloaks that I would wear. It's not like a cape. It was like a dustery coat, but it was always like purple velvet and stuff that I would wear something like that.
Yeah, I feel like Kelly would wear like a heightened like costume, like pirate outfit or something. And
like a lot of time I feel better in that than wearing like jeans and a shirt. Like I don't want to wear jeans and a shirt.
And like I feel like I would maybe wear like a pumpkin on stage.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done like a Halloween show before?
Yeah.
We just like Scooby-Doo.
We did Scooby-Doo with our friend's band.
Which I know is like, you know, everyone does that. So it's like,
it was a very last minute thing. Yeah. And I was Daphne and I sprayed my hair with this like crazy red spray that got on my entire house. And when I was like, when I was moving, because I was just renting, and when I moved out of there, I was like literally scrubbing the bathroom floor trying to get the red out of it. Like a year after, and I left that place with the spray in the floor. So I just couldn't do it.
My brother and I are trying to figure out Halloween costumes for this year because last year we went as Mabel and Dipper from Gravity Falls.
Nice.
And this year we were like, well, what if we go as Scooby-Doo and you go as Shaggy and I go as Scooby? But then we're also thinking Batman and Robin. That's or cute. Like Over the Garden Wall. I don't know if you guys have seen that before, but
yeah,
thinking about that.
I love that.
We're trying to do like a doubles costume, but like nothing that's like generic. That's like got to be high quality.
Yeah.
So who is most likely to know all the words to a One Direction song?
Probably both of us.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know the main one.
Which one?
You're insecure. Don't know if you're diving heads when you walk through the door. Only makeup to cover up.
Okay, I feel like we both know that one.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. I don't know very well. Kelly would know more than me, I think.
Maybe.
The other day, the song I Don't Want to Be by Gavin DeGraw came on.
I love that song.
Deep inside of my brain, I knew every single word, like to every like verse and the bridge. Yeah. Like I was singing along and I was like, I have no idea how I know this song.
Did you ever watch One Tree Hill?
That's how I know that song. Yeah. I watched all of that when I got my wisdom teeth removed, like every single episode.
It
was like hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
I've watched it all the way through at least 3 times.
Wow.
And so I get good. To a, I get to a certain port, a certain point in it. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like who was writing this? But then I remember it was a CW show. So, or I guess it was a WB and then a CW show. Yeah. But I was like, this makes sense. Who is most likely to forget to text back?
Kelly.
I think me too.
Kelly's a bad texter.
I didn't used to be, but I am kind of now. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb a lot and then I'll like look at it and it'll be like 30 texts and I'll be like, oh my God, I can't do that right now. And then I'll forget about it. But I do go, I go figure it out eventually.
I always text.
But Nardo and our band the other day.
In our group texts, when we get texts, I text Kelly and I'm like, you have to respond to this.
I do that to you too, though. It kind of depends. It's like
I'm also not a great text. It depends.
Are you guys the type of people that like respond in memes sometimes?
No.
In a meme?
Yeah. Like you respond to a text with a meme.
You do, Kelly. You do. You send
not
memes.
Only.
Not,
I don't
no, that's
send
not the question.
Memes. I send GIFs. GIFs. GIFs.
GIFs are memes. I think that they count.
Okay, I do it.
We don't really like that. Nardo always sends me memes on Instagram.
Yeah,
he always sends me memes from the same account. I'm like, I might as well just follow this account because he follows like one meme account and sends me a meme from it all the time. It's really cute, honestly. Nardo's our guitarist and bassist.
So who is most likely to write a love song about an onion?
Probably Kelly.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or it's like an inanimate object. It doesn't have to be an onion.
My friend actually did just write a love song about, I mean, with using an onion in the lyrics. So that's what I'm mostly thinking about right now is that my friend did that already. But I think, yeah, so it's been done. I can see it. I feel like I can see it for you maybe more, but I feel like both of us could. Maybe we will today.
Fun little Friday activity.
Has been planted.
So my last one is who is most likely to say the most out-of-pocket thing in like a serious conversation?
Minna.
Absolutely. I always do it.
Yeah.
I have like no, like, I'm not good at like changing for like serious, like, I don't know. I feel like I'll like, I definitely don't like say like mean things or like hurtful things. But I think that in general, I think that everybody like, I don't think you need to like speak in a certain way, like with certain, I don't know. I just feel like I'm usually an impulsive speaker.
You'll also though, yeah, you're, I think it's more like we'll be in the middle of talking about something and then we'll be like, yeah, this happened and then this happened. And like, I'll be talking to someone and the middle will be like, I'm hot right now. And then we'll be like, okay, that's cool.
I also like, have like physical, like, weird, like physical react. Like, I remember we were having like, we were like talking to this like businessman on Zoom. And like we were like,
this is my favorite thing that I like,
like forgot that you could see me, or like I wasn't thinking about the fact that we were like on camera. Did I twitch or like rub my eye?
No, I think you were just going like,
oh,
you were like spacing out, but like into camera.
I was like spacing out. And I also like have this like twitch sometimes where like I get like a shiver and like my whole body kind of like.
Yep. Moves. I get that.
Oh, my cat's trying to get a moth. And I, yeah, I like was just like totally like, just, like wide eye, like zoned out in the middle of the conversation. And then he was like, are you okay? And then Kelly like nudged me. I was like, I'm so sorry. I like just absolutely zoned out in the middle of talking to you.
You're like, could you please repeat the last like?
I was like, I don't know what you said.
Or it's like the worst is when I like zone out and then I'm like, like I'm just like responding like a normal person, but like right. I've gone on autopilot, so I'm not collecting any information.
Right. I like have to have like it's worse if I'm on the phone because I can't like see the people. I have to like every time we talk to our manager, I'm like we'll have like phone calls, and I'm always like, can it be Zoom? Because if it's a phone call, it's gonna be hard for me to like pay attention.
I always have a hard time like without subtitles to like stay focused.
Yeah, I love subtitles.
It's like, absolutely. I can't hear without my subtitles. Okay. So I wrote all my questions out of order because I'm a bitch with ADHD. So give me uno momento. We asked that question. So what should people expect from a Daisy the Great show? Like, what's the vibe?
The vibe is fun.
Yeah, super fun. We like to switch instruments a lot and like run around the stage.
I like to switch vibes a lot too. Like we have some songs are like jumpy, ragey, and some of them are like really quiet, and some of them are like vibey, and we just do a lot of different stuff. So I would also say like kind of eclectic and like hopefully interesting the whole time.
We'll tell like jokes sometimes.
Yeah, we like to talk.
Yeah, we like to have conversations.
What's your go-to like joke?
Minna's is definitely that they're dressed like a tree, which is a classic thing.
I usually will say something like, it's not really a joke. I just like usually I'm like, do you like my outfit? Like to the audience.
Yeah, but there was a time where it was like every show, Minna would just like happen to be dressed like a tree, and then
I'd be wearing like brown pants.
I'm currently dressed like a tree, actually.
So am I.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow, you are.
I
feel like
I just got these pants and they were too long and I cut them, but I think I cut them too short, but it's fine.
Okay.
You can add like a little bit of extra fabric and then make them really unique.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. But I honestly think I might like the length. We'll see. They just need to like, they're like stiff right now and I need them to loosen up.
Yeah. I hate that. Some dirt on them. Or like when they're like brand new and then you have to wash them to get like the store smell out of it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You guys are vibing with me. I love it.
We love that.
So my last official question is, do you guys have any advice for people that are just starting out or afraid to put themselves out there, or some advice that you guys wish you would have heard when you first started out?
I think that something that I like to say is like, if you like feel like your music doesn't like quite fit anywhere or like sound like the things that are like popular, or the things that you like, I think that you're probably doing something right. Just like feeling like, I think that like the feeling can feel isolating sometimes, but I think that in the long run, it's like really special to have something that feels very unique to itself, and like you can still like relate to other people and like find community without like sounding exactly like them.
I would also say, I think at the beginning of writing, I would have like some moments where I really believed in something that I wrote and I would want to like play it all the time or like show people, and then I think like I kind of got a little shy about it for a while. And so I would like hold on to songs or like have something, but like be afraid to like do anything about it, or feel like, especially I think once I was like more surrounded by more people that were successful, like I think coming from high school, I was like, this is my thing mostly. And like, I do this and like, I'm comfortable doing it because I feel like it's my arena. But then like we went to school at Tisch at NYU, which was like filled with people doing like, you know, tons of acting and music stuff. And I think then I was a little like, oh, that person, like the person, you know, in the music department, obviously at school, like the grade above me is like doing this. And so that's their thing. And like, I'm not as good as them because like, I'm just writing a song in my room. But then I think over time, it's just important to be like, you can kind of be anything. Like you can't like just because someone is doing something well doesn't mean that like you're not able to do that, or that you're not like, you know, capable of writing something that you think is great and like sharing it, and like that your experience can be just unique to you, and that it's not like in, you know, comparison with other people around you. Because I think there's something about comparison that is really limiting, and there's something about it that makes you feel like too shy. So yeah. I think that like the comparison thing that makes you feel like it wasn't so much about being like jealous. I think it was a lot about being like, no, like I'll defer to like the person that's doing it, cause like that's their thing. I don't want to like step on their toes. But then it's like, you don't even know that person. Like just write your song. Like you can just play your song. It's fine. Like I think just getting over the like fear of being like, I don't do that yet. It's like, you can always just decide you want to try that and do it. And like,
yeah, there's not like a like entryway, like there's no like right entryway into stuff where like, I don't know, imposter syndrome exists on all levels. Yeah. I think that like, it's okay to acknowledge it, but like, it shouldn't be like stopping you. You like, you can't be like, I'm not going to do this because I'm not a real musician. Like, I think like in the beginning of the band, like when we started writing, I like barely played an instrument, and then like over the years have like fully learned like guitar and bass, and like you learn over time, and like you're still a musician in whatever capacity you are, you know.
Cool. Well, as I say on the game show Hot Ones, congratulations, you've completed the interview.
Thank you.
You can use this camera, or this camera, and you can tell the people what you have going on. So if there's anything you want to plug.
We are putting out an album, and we're also going on tour. So that is the main stuff happening. The album will be out in the fall. We haven't said the date yet, so I don't know. Can we say the date?
We're saying the date next week, so
yeah, if it comes out. Okay, so the date of the album is October 28th.
That's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to Michael.
Happy birthday, brother. So the album is going to come out then.
And the album's a Scorpio, Kelly. Did you know that?
I know. I'm a Leo. I'm a Scorpio. Our literal entire band is Scorpio. And the album, baby, is a Scorp as well. But it's okay because I'm Scorp rising, even though I'm like terrified.
Yeah, you're like the Scorpioist of all of us, secretly.
But so that's coming out. And then we're going on tour with the Happy Fits in November and December. So we'll be doing a big tour and playing the album songs then.
Hi, it's Jen again. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Daisy the Great's new album, All You Need Is Time, is out right now, wherever you listen to music. To find out about tour dates and keep up with the band, head over to Instagram at Daisy the Great Band, or check the link in the episode description. As for me, you can find Bar Buddies on Instagram at Bar Buddies Pod, and tell me who you want to see on the show next. This episode was produced in collaboration with Voltage Live.